Doubt is your friend.
Welcome to The Underestimated Entrepreneur, where I talk about the many lessons, learnings, and tools that I've learned along my journey from being the private mindset and mental performance coach to rich listers, successful entrepreneurs, professional athletes, and more, all while running business and personal performance events for tens of thousands of people who want to get the best out of themselves and their lives. This is my way of helping more people to excel in life, build successful empires, and be the best that they can be. I hope you share and enjoy.
Driven Mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Awesome to have you all here again. Man, I love this community. I just have been doing coaching calls all day, and it's just awesome to see so many of you just stepping up, kicking goals, pushing against your challenges. Now, what I want to talk about is there are a lot of times where you have your own mental challenges, your own adversities, things pop up that make you doubt yourself. And what I find is that most people give up. They think that that's not supposed to be there. Whereas I find that that is the weight that I need to lift every day in order to get stronger muscles. So I'm quite a visual person. So in my head, when I think about going into the gym, I'm just about to go to train in a minute with my trainer. But anyway, when I get there, if he said to me, man, we're just going to have a light day today, I'd go, bro, what's wrong with you? I hire you and I have a coach to make sure that I'm lifting heavy enough so that I keep either gaining muscle or I keep the quality of my muscle as I get a bit older. I want to make sure that I'm performing in some way. I want to see improvements. The way that I do that is by lifting heavy weight. Now, if I don't have doubt in my mind, if I don't have fear in my mind, and if everything's going well in my life, if all of those obstacles are removed, I know that there is no challenge there. If there's no challenge there, then I can't possibly be growing. So I like that doubt. I've had it multiple times today already, where I've been thinking through things. I was just sitting here earlier today and I was thinking through some of the decisions that I've got to make in business. And the next second, doubt pops in because fear is a survival response. And then all of our emotions drive off of fear. You either have inspiration or you've got fear. Now, inspiration, you can change that word for inspiration, love, gratitude, presence. They're all part of a state of being. They're not an emotional state. You don't have emotional with gratitude. You are just present. That's what gratitude is. There is scientific data on this as well that I show in my events. When a lot of people talk gratitude, it's actually an elated state, which means an excited state, a heightened state. That's not real gratitude. Real gratitude is the presence of love, gratitude, inspiration. You're just there. Like when you're working, doing something you enjoy, you lose time. You're present in that moment. That's a state of gratitude, love, and inspiration. You're just doing stuff. Whereas when you're grinding, you've got to push yourself hard and you're achieving things, or when you're hyperactive, that's an emotional state. They're completely different, and they're different neurologically. They're different biologically as well. Okay, there's different chemical reactions that are happening. So anyway, when we have doubt, that's a response of fear. Fear is the unknown, or it has a lot to do with past perceived incidents or knowledge. So I could think if I'm walking through the bush, and I was told when I was younger that there are snakes in the bush and snakes can bite me, I might be walking through the grass and start to have a fear response and I start to worry about the snakes. Or even before I've gone for a walk, I start worrying about the snakes. That's not what I've seen or experienced. That's what I've been told. So sometimes a lot of your fears that you have, they will be from what somebody else has told you, not through experience. But those things can hold us back. But I want those things to pop up so that I can overcome them. If I keep walking in the grassland, I then start to feel more safer. The more that I do it, the more safer I feel. There is a type of therapy where if you're afraid of something, they will give you that thing to experience so that over time, your emotions become less heightened of that thing. So it's called exposure therapy. You know, if you're afraid of snakes, they will put you around snakes until you realize that snakes aren't that bad. Now, it might take a while. It might take one time. It might take years, but that's what exposure therapy is. So the more we're exposed to a certain thing that we're afraid of, the more we feel better about it. People get it when they jump out of a plane. They're probably scared the first time. And after a while, they actually really start to enjoy it and they want to do it consistently. That's not everybody, but it's, you know, a subsection of people. So those things are completely normal. We don't want to get rid of them. I know a lot of you out there fantasize about the idea of getting rid of your fear, getting rid of your worries, getting rid of the mental blocks, getting rid of the stresses, getting rid of the pressure, getting rid of the time pressures, getting rid of the financial pressures. But when you do that, you're not growing. I like it. I like having financial pressures because it makes me more creative. I like having time pressure because it makes me more productive. It makes me more effective. I have to be more decisive with my time. If I don't feel like my time's filled to 120 or 130%, then how can I start to delegate things to somebody else? If I just keep it at 70% all the time, why would I ever delegate anything? That's the fantasy that most of you out there will have, is like, when time gets easier, it's going to be an easy decision. You know, when I have time to delegate things, then I'll delegate. But that's not how it works. You pack out your time with 130% of work, and then you go, shit, I'm overloaded. I have to give that away to somebody else. You normally won't do it if you're not overloaded. The same thing comes with just your time in general. A lot of people say, well, when I have the time, then I'll take on more. But the problem is you'll never take on more because you're at a capacity that you can handle. If it goes over a point that you can handle and you start getting so overloaded and so stressed, you have to find a different way. So you have to force that delegation, or you have to give something away, or you have to stop doing something. You have to do that. When you've got financial pressures, you tend to tighten things up, but also you get more creative around your earning potential. That's why I enjoy that part. I enjoy having the stress. I enjoy having the pressure. I don't want to overload myself to where it becomes a high amount of distress where I'm losing sleep. I want to know that every day I'm doing things that force me into a position of discomfort, of stress, of pressure, or something like that, because it's helping me to grow and improve, the same that I would expect from my muscles.
Hi, Driven Mofos. You're probably aware that I've been working flat out on our social media presence to try to expand our community of Driven Mofos globally. I've been posting tons of free content to keep you inspired, driven, and working towards your goals. So if you haven't already followed and subscribed to all my social media channels, please make sure you do so, as I post different content on different platforms. The links are available in the description of this podcast down below.
So I wanted to share this because I know that so many of you out there are fantasy driven about, you know, when I get the time, then I'll do something different, or then I'll step up. When I get the money, then I'll step up, then I'll do something different. When I have the perfect diet, or when I know everything that I need to know, then I'll feel comfortable about being decisive. But you're never going to get it. You'll always be stuck in the same position. And that's why most of you aren't moving as fast as what you want to move. If you overloaded yourself, you have to find a way. Humans are super creative, right? Humans are intelligent. Most of the time, intelligent, creative. We find ways to problem solve. We're actually, our brains are wired to solve problems and to overcome fears and to grow. That's how our brains are wired. So if we get trapped in those situations and we're not getting out of them, then all we're doing is we're avoiding dealing with situations, and we keep going back to those same situations because we're not growing through them. You only have two choices in life. You have to grow, or you have to expand. If not, you contract and you kill off that area of your life. So when someone comes to me and they say, I've got business stress, there's only one way out of it. They have to grow and expand. If they don't grow and expand, they're going to contract and start to kill off parts of their business. So they'll start losing staff. They'll start losing money. They'll start losing work. That's just the way it's going to be. The same thing can happen with your health. If you're not pushing yourself for muscle growth by stressing muscles out, then over time, that muscle is going to deteriorate. And especially if you're a woman, you're going to end up potentially with osteoporosis and things like that. For men, you're going to lose muscle mass. Testosterone is going to take a decrease. You're going to probably feel worse about yourself and your body. So we have to have those pressures. We have to have pressures. And there's only two ways to get out of all problems. Expand out of them and grow out of them. That's it. They're the only two solutions. I tell my team this all the time. You should only contract to tighten things up. So you should tighten things up and then grow again. Then what will happen is you become lazy and complacent. In that lazy and complacent state, eventually stress will happen again, pressure will happen again, and then you'll contract back to a level, and then you'll expand again. So we should only contract back to a level to tighten everything up again so that then we can expand out. But it's like breathing. You shouldn't contract back to a lower level. What should happen is you'll grow, and I'll use levels, right? Let's say these are circles, and you have circle one, and then circle two is slightly bigger than circle one. Circle three is slightly bigger than circle two, and so on. So you have these concentric circles that grow out in these spheres. Now, what will happen is we should grow from level one to level four. And at level four, we start to get a bit lazy and a bit complacent and a bit sloppy. You'll contract back to level two and everything will be super tight. Your new level that you're used to operating at is actually level two. Then from there, eventually you'll grow and you'll grow to level five or level six. And then you'll contract back to level, let's say four. And then you'll grow to level 10. And then you contract back to level 8. And then you grow to level 20. And you contract back to level 15. Those contractions actually tell you the level that you're playing at. Like if someone is used to, let's say, I'll just use round numbers. If someone makes $1 million and then contracts back to earning $100,000, $100,000 is actually the state that they feel most comfortable at and where they have the most certainty. They might have had a time where the markets were good or something happened and they grew their business to $1 million. But when they contract, their contraction level will actually tell you where they're really at. And that's how you want to think about your life. That's how you want to think about growth. So we want to keep contracting through the challenges, through the pressure, through the stress, and through the discomfort. We don't want to avoid it. We don't want to wait until everything's perfect or until those things are gone, because we probably won't grow. We probably won't expand. So I just wanted to share this because I was talking to someone yesterday and they were holding off on making decisions because they wanted to have time. They wanted to have the money. They wanted to have the support of people around them. And it's just a delusion. You'll never have that. I've never had the support of people around me, not all the time. There are some things that I do and Jess will disagree with it, but I do it anyway because that's what I have to do to grow the business, or that's what I have to do to grow in life. And so I'll do it anyway because it's my life. It's not hers. Now we can talk about things together and we can work through things together, but at the same time, it's my life. So I have to make those decisions. Just like I'm the head of the company, I have to make those decisions. It's not her decision. It's my decision because I'm the head of the company and the buck stops with me. Anytime you give that authority away to make those decisions, you're not the real leader. I mean, this is going to piss some of you off, but let's say you're in a relationship and you say that you're the leader of the family, yet you go to your partner all the time and their decision heavily influences yours and you're indecisive or put things off because you're afraid to make those decisions, then you know you're not the real leader. Your partner is the leader because they're so influential. They're influencing you not to make those decisions. It's their influence. They're the stronger influence in the relationship. Anyway, Driven Mofos, I hope this helps. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Remember, sharing's caring. Remember to share this podcast with friends, share this podcast with family. We had a blitz the last couple of weeks of growth with the podcast as well. So I know that I've been, you know, asking some of you, or I've been asking you to promote this more or share it more on your socials. For all of you that have been, I really appreciate it because we can see it in our numbers. My team were absolutely pumped. They came in today and they were like, check out our numbers. And they were stoked. They were so excited. So I appreciate you all for listening to this, but I also appreciate you for sharing it as well and letting other people know about it. Have a great day. Keep kicking ass. And I'll look forward to seeing you back here again for another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Stay driven, driven mofos.